USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis repeated his condemnation of a shooter who killed three black shoppers in a Jacksonville Dollar General on Saturday. He says he spoke with the president of nearby Edward Waters University about boosting security.
We're not going to allow in the state of Florida our HBCUs to be targets for hateful lunatics like the guy yesterday.
The Jacksonville sheriff says the 21-year-old white gunman tried to get on the campus of the historically black university and moved on to the store when he was turned away. The victims have been identified as a 19-year-old man, a 29-year-old man, and a 52-year-old woman. Police in Louisville, Kentucky are investigating a Sunday morning shooting that killed two people and injured five others. It happened overnight near a downtown bar. An aircraft crash killed three Marines Sunday during a training exercise in Australia. Five other service members were taken to a hospital in serious condition. Republican presidential candidate Asa Hutchinson is proud that he stood up against former President Trump at last week's debate.
Whether I get booed in the audience, the relevant factor is our country. It's our party. It's about standing on the principles that you believe in.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, the former Arkansas governor said he was surprised that virtually all of the other candidates on the debate stage said they would support a convicted Trump as the nominee. An attorney for Trump says there's no need for him to prepare for any trials.
What is he going to have to be prepped for? The truth? You don't have to prep much when you've done nothing wrong.
Elena Haba on Fox News Sunday also accused Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fonnie Willis of coordinating with the Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith in preparing her indictment of the former president. Forecasters say the west coast of Florida could see a hurricane make landfall by Wednesday. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging West Coast residents to plan for Tropical Storm Idalia. It's expected to make landfall Tuesday or Wednesday as a Category 1 or 2 hurricane in the Big Bend area, with cities such as Tallahassee potentially in its path.
But these things can shift. There's still some uncertainty out there. So please just heed the warnings of your local officials. Continue to watch the news.
Parts of Florida could get soaked with up to 6 inches of rain. Russia is confirming that Wagner Group mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash last week. Russian authorities say genetic tests confirm he was one of 10 people on board. No cause was given. When the iPhone 15 launches in the coming weeks, it will likely have a feature no iPhone has had in more than a decade.
The exclusive Lightning port, which has been a familiar feature for iPhone users ever since its introduction in 2012, is set to be replaced by the widely used USB-C connector found on the majority of other smartphone models. This change will bring an end to the search for an iPhone charging cable when you're visiting a friend's place dominated by Android devices. I'm John Schaefer.
NASA's SpaceX Crew 7 is starting a 6-month stay at the International Space Station. The four astronauts aboard the Dragon capsule Endurance completed their nearly 30-hour journey after Saturday's launch from the Kennedy Space Center. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy?